Good morning, everyone. I mean, you can call it a ritual in America, or you can call it an essential civic exercise that tries to get to the bottom of a story that's causing all kinds of problems.
Maybe
down
you
in
could
the
call
Gulf.
It the pursuit for justice. Some
Indeed.
People might say that.
Indeed. Well, certainly justice for people like shrimpers in the Gulf who are very, very worried about their livelihood. Here's Clint Daydry.
5 years from now, 10 years from now, 15 years from now, when you guys won't be here, all this is going to go away. We're just going to be a bunch of poor little fishermen down there that went out of business.
Maybe, maybe not. It may be too early to tell, but the fears are absolutely real. And at least 88 lawsuits have been filed seeking financial compensation following the April 21st explosion on the Deepwater Horizon oil rig, which left 11 workers dead, untold damage to the region's economy and ecosystem, damage that's still being counted. In the quest for justice or facts or compensation for what's gone on here, Robert McKee is a partner at the Krupnik Campbell Law Firm in Fort Lauderdale, Florida. Good morning once again, Robert.
Good morning.
Also, Michael Economides is editor-in-chief of Energy Tribune and a professor of petroleum engineering at the University of Houston. He's also a technical and strategic advisor for oil companies around the world. Michael Economides, good morning, first of all.
Good morning.
And does your technical expertise mean you're likely to be an expert witness in some of these cases?
It's possible, but I'm not looking for a job.
All right. Very good. Robert McKee, in your view, the legal system a way of getting to the bottom of what's happened here, or is it a sign that oversight and preventive oversight of the industry has really failed?
In this situation, with its complexities and its scale, I think it's essential to make sure that the facts are fully vetted, fully determined. There's no question that BP, with its power, sophistication, and experience, knows what the typical fisherman doesn't, and that is they have the burden of proof. The fisherman, the victim, the hotel owner has the burden of proof, and if they don't get the facts, they can't win their cases.
Michael Economides, do you think that eventually in the lawsuits in this case we're going to find out more about blowout preventers and the hazards of deep water oil drilling, and that's important for Americans to understand better?
Well, I mean, we know what the hazards are. I mean, you know, in fact, one of the positive things out of this accident is, which I think is very much like an airline accident, okay? I mean, every time you go on an airplane, you don't think you're going to crash. But it's possible that you will, and it doesn't matter how many nines or possibilities you put. 99.9999% still things may happen. Personally, I don't think that we still know what really happened and how much of that was pilot error in my parallel. In other words, BP and the other companies involved, and how much of that was natural causes, because there are reasons for that, for the blowout, I mean. The industry drills literally thousands of wells every year, about 60,000 wells in the United States alone, many of them offshore.
All right, but Michael Economides, I understand the scale of the drilling that takes place in the Gulf. You're not saying, I mean, let me get this straight, you're not saying that blowouts and accidents like this help the industry to learn lessons, so we should all feel good about that?
No, I think the public needs to understand that there is no risk-free. The positive thing that I see is that if the industry caps this leak and they handle the subsequent problems, it may end up being that the American public may actually support offshore drilling even more.
Hmm.
This is happening all over the world, I mean, and even if we shut it in here in this country, it will not stop.
All right. Michael Economides is a petroleum and energy consultant and is editor-in-chief of Energy Tribune publication. Robert McKee, we had on this program yesterday environmental activist Bill McKibben, who said, as tragic as this oil spill is, if we were to burn the oil, it would cause as much or a comparable environmental damage, in his view, adding carbon to the environment. So we're very quickly getting to the point where spilling the oil or burning the oil have almost comparable consequences. Does that complicate your issues in the courtroom, Robert McKee?
It really doesn't, because my issues in the courtroom are as to the clients that hire me. Can I prove that these companies should be responsible? And that will be the easy part. but for the scope of what they're responsible for my client. And so if it's fishermen, it's proving an effect on the fishery. I don't have to concern myself with if they took another cause or direction of dealing with the problem, what would the result have been, because that's not the issue for my client.
All right, but listen, sir, to California Representative Daryl Issa, who spoke on Fox Business earlier this month, talking about the Mineral Management Service, the MMS, and the top official in the Interior Department from that service actually announced his retirement on May 31st. He's leaving the organization. This was the group that was supposed to oversee this industry, and Daryl Issa seems to think that this was a real problem.
Since 2003, they haven't asked for or gotten any new research into higher quality redundant systems. In September of 2009, NOAA told them that there were still damaged rigs from Hurricane Katrina that were seeping and hadn't been fixed.
Robert McKee, if it was found that MMS didn't do its job, it actually awarded Transocean a safety award recently. Does that complicate your efforts to actually hold these companies liable if the government said, hey, you're fine?
The ones that have the duty to maintain, the duty to inspect, the duty to use the proper and best safety mechanisms are the oil companies who are reaping the wealth from their work. That's who you turn to first.
All right. Michael Economides, how much could this cost BP? And we heard yesterday on this program that their chief priority right now is to maintain access to offshore drilling resources in places like the Arctic and offshore in the Pacific.
Oh, I think it's going to be in the billions of dollars. There is no question about that. This is comparable to the Exxon Valdez situation in Alaska already. But I don't think that the liability is going to be as great as that. I think that BP will get away from this a lot lighter than Exxon did in the Exxon Valdez situation.
All right, a prediction from Michael Economides, editor-in-chief of Energy Tribune. He's a professor of petroleum engineering at the University of Houston. We also spoke with Robert McKee, partner at the Krupnik Campbell Law Firm in Fort Lauderdale, Florida. Thanks to both of you gentlemen.
Thank you.